Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Please listen to me attentively. Ignorance gives the devil an advantage over you. And the devil will do everything for you not to know. And when you know, he does everything for you not to understand. And when you understand, he does everything for you not to apply. Ignorance is a disease in Christianity. In fact, ignorance in this church, I should tell you, is a crime for you to be ignorant of some things. Because we see people paying for what has been given to them for free. Because they are ignorant. And Easter time is a time to make some knowledge available for you and help you enforce those knowledge. Easter is a time for you to understand why Jesus died. Listen, the Bible says He wants us to know the things that we have been freely given, things that have been freely given. There are many things in Christianity that are free. But because of ignorance, people are paying for it. I ask that the Lord will open your minds, open your hearts, as we teach you this morning, in the name of Jesus. Jesus paid it all. What did He pay for? Because of our time, I'll just be taking them and be jumping quickly. Number one, Matthew 26, verse 15. Matthew 26, 15. I said, what will you give me if I deliver him over to you? And can we read together? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. What is the significance of that 30 pieces of silver? Listen, everything that happened in the last days of Jesus were all intentional by God. And there is a reason for them. And there is a meaning behind all of them. Why not 25 pieces of silver? Judas is not a bastard, really. Exodus 21:32. If the ox calls a slave, male or female, the owner shall give to their master 30 shekels of silver, and the ox shall be stoned. He sold his master for a price of a slave. The 30 shekels of silver paid on the head of Jesus is meant to deliver you from every form of slavery. Mental, psychological, whatever slavery. So, you are not meant to be a slave to any man because the price of slavery has been paid on Jesus. Are you seeing, George? Your stomach should not make you a slave. The price for slavery has been paid. Therefore, you can't be a slave to habits. By this verse, every habit, every addiction can be broken. By this verse, whatever. You know, sometimes you don't want to do something, but it looks as if something is pushing you to do it. By the 30 shekels of silver, you have been redeemed from every form of slavery. Is an ignorant Christian that is a slave to anything. Addiction should not be known in our midst. Why? The price for it has been paid. Some are addicted to betting. Some are addicted to pornography. You are slaves to those things. The price for that addiction, for that slavery, has been paid on Christ. And God allowed it. Are you in church? I pray for you. What anywhere you are in slavery, by the blood of Jesus, you are redeemed from that slavery. In the name of Jesus, every addictive habit, every addiction that you have been battling with, by the blood of Jesus, you are released from that addiction. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So what did Jesus pay? He paid for our slavery so that we might not be slaves again. I'm no longer a slave.
I am a child of God.
I am no longer a slave. I am a child of God. Can I hear the voice? I'm no longer slave to fear. Child of God.
I am a child of God.
Don't permit the devil to enslave you. Don't permit no man to enslave you. The Lord has made a way out of slavery for you. Don't be ignorant of that fact. Do we understand that? That's one. Number two, Matthew 27, verse 26. Jesus has paid it all. Can we all read together? Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Jesus was delivered to be scourged. He was tied to a post. And the Roman soldiers with whips with blades, were striking him and dragging out his flesh. And blood was coming out. That was what was written in two words. Three words. Having scourged Jesus. Most of you, if you have not watched Jesus' film before, that verse will look ordinary to you. Having scourged, you know when somebody is not the one going through pain and is the one writing about it, he writes like somebody that has no empathy, no sympathy, does not know what the person goes through. Then, don't worry, it will soon be over. You know, you can advise people where you are not the one going through it. Very, very easy to advise. I know them. Be patient. The Lord will come through for you. And when the thing happens to him, they say, yeah. Now, so the thing they be for your body. Jesus, look at it. He was scourged. And they used three words alone there. Having scourged him, delivered him to be crucified. As if the scourging was nothing. But he was scourged 39 strokes with whips, with blade at the edge. When they throw the thing, is there anybody here that your father had a kind of koboku? That wherever you sit in the sitting room, the koboku can get there. When they throw it like this, anybody in the house? Nobody. All of you were very good people. Nice, well brought up. You were not naughty. Nothing cold like pia. And then, wow, beautiful people. Or in fact, we are already in heaven here. No longer, no need to preach. And you see, those with pia, they were pulling it out. And as they were pulling it, the blood was coming out. And that blood, there was a reason for that. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live the righteous. This is not what I want to talk about, but I need to just quickly see. Once you give your life to Christ and you become born again, when you sin, you can't say it's a mistake. Because he bore our sins and gave us power that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. That is why when a believer sins, it doesn't make a believer a sinner. He is a righteous person that has committed sin. When a sinner sins, somebody that has not given life to Christ, he's a sinner. When he sins, it's a natural thing to him. When that person does something good, he is still a sinner that has done something good. When the believer that has been born again sins, he is a righteous person that sins. He is not a sinner. Is there a difference? Do you understand? He's a righteous person, but he sins. That is why when a believer sins, he cannot give an excuse because he has righteousness and he has sinned. He quickly asks for forgiveness by his wounds. You have been healed. So those scourging of Jesus that when some of you watched Passion of Christ 10, 15 years ago, you were crying. Crying. Anybody watched that film and cried? When you were crying, don't cry because of the weeping. Rejoice for what the weeping did for you. By his wounds, we have been healed. So Jesus was scourged so that he can take away every disease. I was reading years ago the consequences of the scourging of Jesus. And the writer was saying there are 39 roots of every disease in the world. There are 39. All the diseases, they are from 39 sources. All of them, 39 roots. And Jesus was whipped 39 times. There was a whip for every root of any kind of disease, no matter what name it is called. Hello, are we in church? So the scourging was for healing. Listen, the devil na bad devil. You know the year word. So you must continually enforce. Can I say continually enforce? Everything Jesus did on the cross of Calvary is meant for you to enforce it. So you are a law enforcement agent. You are a word enforcement agent. You are a victory enforcement agent. You are a Bible enforcement agent. Whatever he got for you, the devil will not release it for free. You must come with a warrant and enforce it. He is a bastard. You must come with a warrant and enforce it. Even if a judgment is given against the devil, he will sit down as if there is no judgment. In Abuja, people will build on your land. Even if you get a court this year against them, they will not leave the land until you go and bring police and bulldozer to enforce the judgment. They're not going to leave. Do you understand? If you don't enforce, the devil continues there. He does as if he did not know that there is a judgment. He is still pretending that there is no judgment against him. He is still pretending as if he is still in charge of the world. He is not. All powers in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. He was called for your healing. You must enforce it. Help me tell somebody, you must enforce it. Remember, you are not a slave. And there is help for you. And there is healing for every form of your sickness. You must enforce it. Are we in church? So the second thing that we ignorantly suffer sometimes is because we don't know that the scourging is for our healing and is for our sickness. Give me the keys. Stretch forth your hand here. Give me the keys. Mandi belebo shita. Ramalaba hidede debo kuriyabada. Nanga dalaba jita laba garia. Jesus paid it all. Whatever Jesus has paid for, that is still working against your body. Whatever Jesus has paid for, that the devil is still tormenting your life with.
We ask the devil to lift his hand, to lift his feet, to live your life now in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body that Jesus paid for, that the devil is still tormenting you with, we decree your healing now. We decree your healing now. We declare you healed 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 now. In the name of Jesus.
You must enforce it. You must enforce it. You must enforce it. Can we bow down our head? Lift your hands. Can we bow down our head? Lift your hand. The blood of Jesus. Manda libo kuria bana. Gada libo jita. Ganda laba garia balaba jida. Every illness the devil has made a devourer in your family, we enforce the victory of Jesus over that illness, over that sickness, over that disease, over that affliction. We come today, we come today, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, we enforce the healing, we enforce the health, we enforce healing over every affliction, we enforce the healing stream of the Lord, we enforce healing in your body, we enforce healing in your life, 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 we enforce healing in your life.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, whatever Jesus has paid for, you are not permitted to carry it. That is what they call double jeopardy in law. No two people suffer for one offense. No two people. When somebody has suffered for it, another person does not suffer for it, because the punishment has been carried. Hello, are we here? The second thing, he was scourged. The third thing that he bought for us, verse 29, Matthew 27, 29. I want the whole church to read together. Let's go. One, two, go. And is there? Okay, let's go. One, two, go. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail!" They could have used a rope, used a cloth, and put on his hair for a crown. Why did they use stones? Genesis 3, 17 to 19. Knowledge, knowledge delivers. Knowledge delivers. Genesis 3, 17 to 19. And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life." And let's go. "Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plant of the field. But by the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Which means that when God created the earth, there was no thorns, there was no tissue. When they were in the Garden of Eden, there was no thorn, there was no tissue. When they sinned against God, that was when God, he did not curse Adam, he cursed the ground. Please check, because many people think God cursed Adam. He did not curse Adam. It was only the devil that God cursed. God has blessed them already. He did not curse them. But he started cursing things around them. Things they need for survival, he started cursing them. Do you understand? That's why it's a joke for somebody to curse you and you allow it to come to pass. Even when Adam sinned, God did not. Go back to verse 17. Go back to verse 17. I want you to see this. Because this might be a deliverance for somebody. "And to Adam, he said, because you have listened to the voice of the wife and have eaten of a tree which I commanded you,
you shall not eat of it. What is the next thing? If this cause is Adam, if God did not curse you, anyone that arises to curse you, let the curse come upon them. In the name of Jesus. So what God did was to curse the ground and say, ground, bring forth thorns and thistle. Do we understand that? Now, why they were mocking Jesus, unknown to them, they carried thorns and thistles. And they did a crown and put on the head of Jesus. And because it has thorns, what did he do? He pierced the head of Jesus and blood was coming out. By thorn, the curse came. By thorn that brought out the blood, the curse was taken away. If any ground is cursed, bring the blood, it will turn the ground to blessing. Are you here? You took my sin, my grief, my shame, and pour your love on me. You look
beyond me.
You look
past my sin,
my guilt, my shame, and pour your love.
You look beyond me, oh.
You look
beyond me, oh.
So, while it was on his head, he was looking beyond you. Hello, are we here? So, if your work is not working, you can bring the blood of Jesus, because the thorns and the thistle has pierced his head, and the ground is no longer cursed. If there is a cursed ground, and you come there, and you bring the blood of Jesus, it resolves it. I don't care whether your business has been cursed. I don't care what they have said about it. I don't care where your shop is. And when we bring the blood, it resolves it. If you don't have that knowledge, you will pay for it. And it is free. The thorns on his head was for your prosperity. The thorns on his head was to break the yoke of poverty. The thorns on his head was to put an end to every profitless hard labor in your life. That is what the thorns did. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace. Let's read together. Let's go. One, two, go. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for whose sake? Let's start from the beginning again. Slowly. I keep telling you. That's why the devil will prevent you from reading the Bible. And when you read, he will make you not to understand it. Because understanding brings freedom. You must enforce it. Some things you want to enforce take a long time. Some happen immediately. They keep enforcing until you get to where you get what you want. Let's read it again from the beginning. And you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, may become rich. Get knowledge. Anywhere that is cursed, when you come by the blood, everything turn around. The thorn has pierced his head. Are we seeing, church? Number 35. Matthew 27:35. And when they had crucified him, I think the writer knows the pain and he doesn't want to dwell around all those things that cause the pain. Look at how he said, and having scourged him. And look at this place also. And when they had crucified him, you know, they brought a wood, put hand here, bah, 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 stretched. That was what was described and when they had crucified him. See, listen. The nails came into his hands, so that everything your hand touches shall prosper. Are you in church? You remember Psalm 1? It shall be like a tree planted by the riverside, and whatsoever he doeth, whether he's selling egg or he's selling whatever he's selling, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Whatsoever. He was crucified. His hands were nailed to the cross so that everything in your hands can be redeemed.
His feet was crucified because of Deuteronomy 11:24. Whatsoever the soles of your feet shall touch, I give for your possession. Luke 10:19. I give you power and authority to trample. What do you use to trample?
What do you use to trample? Is it your head? What do you use to trample? I can't hear you. Can we all read together? Behold, I have given you authority to do what? To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nothing. Nothing shall hurt you.
So his feet was pierced. When it was pierced, apart from bringing forgiveness for our sins, it was giving us dominion. It was giving us authority. So when you get to a new land, you come by the blood. Says, I enter by the new and living way. I enter by the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood of Jesus. His feet was pierced so that I can have dominion. Upon this land of Abuja that I have entered now, I have dominion. Let the land open for me. Let the gates open for me. In this land of Abuja, men will favor me. Without knowing the reason why, men will favor me. Without knowing the reason why, men will help me. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, I come into this shop. From this shop, let customers be coming from the north, from the east, from the west. I call them forth into this place, in this small business. I am doing by dominion in the feet of Jesus. I call people forth. I took over this land.
You must enforce it. The devil does not yield his ground. You must enforce it.
Please tell somebody you are a law enforcement agent, sir. Are we here? You must enforce it. You must.
If you don't, the devil keeps smiling everywhere. You must. You must. You must enforce it. Let's jump to verse 45. I've jumped a lot of things I took in the first service because of our time. Matthew 27:45.
Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. What is the sixth hour? When does the day start in the Bible?
The day starts
when
6 p.m. in the evening is when the day starts. So when they say the watch of the night, but when they're talking about in terms of hour, you start from the morning. The day starts 6 a.m. Okay? So what is the 6 hour? 12 noon. Are we see here? 12 noon. So between 12 noon and 3 noon, 3 afternoon, this was on the cross. You know, Jesus was crucified 9 a.m. and for 6 hours he was on the cross. All this was happening. Now, when is a time that light shines brightest? Noon. That is one. Number two, it happened during the time of Passover. And during the time of Passover is the full moon.
So this darkness cannot be called an eclipse, because an eclipse never happens during the time of the full moon. And even if you want to say it's an eclipse, this happened 12 noon in the morning, 12 noon, or afternoon, whatever you call it. What was God doing? Two things, which you have to think about well. Number one thing you know very well, Jesus was carrying the sin of the world. And if you check verse 46, you hear Jesus shouting, my God, why have thou forsaken me? So darkness covered the whole world because God was bringing the wrath of our sins upon Jesus. Is that okay? That is one.
Number two thing that was happening was God was bringing judgment on the powers of darkness. Exodus. Let's check Exodus. Exodus 10, 21 to 23. Exodus 10, 21 to 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was darkness. There was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt. How many days? 3 days. 23. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from the place for 3 days. But all the people of Israel had light where they lived. God, through darkness, brought the rod of sin on Jesus, and through darkness, judged the powers of darkness. So incantation has been judged. Enchantment has been judged. Spells have been judged. Charms have been judged. Divination has been judged. When he judged them, he gave you the power to judge them. Are we here in church? Well, I know what I'm saying is deep somehow. You can grasp it. Numbers 23:23. Numbers 23:23. For there is no enchantment against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what has God wrought on the cross? By darkness, God judged the powers of darkness against your life. Colossians 2, 14 and 15. Colossians 2, 14 and 15. Let me take 15. Let me take 15 because of my time. Okay. I want us to be reading it together. We'll be changing the translation and be reading. Oh yeah, let's go. One, two, go. By this verse, he disarmed authority and what does he mean? The devil is no longer armed. Na experience and shakara in CDU. He knows when he's there. Have you been to Lagos people and seen Lagos people fighting before? Is he dancing? Is he jumping? Is he fighting? You don't know. But he's busy shouting. The thing we are doing for Oshodi. Namio, Starborn. Oh boy, calm down. May we fight. It's just a shout. That is what the devil is doing. He's an old, experienced lion that is still roaring. He has been disarmed. When he was disarmed, he started new weapons. Lie, deceit, fear, shakara. That's what he's using. He has no weapon. He has been disarmed. If you don't know, he will still be using it against you. That is why he will bring fear. One small thing, he will make it look very big before you. One small problem, he will turn it all around. He will make you be shouting, and people will come and be telling you negative thing, until you will not believe that negativity. It will not start happening in your life. That is a weapon of darkness. He was disarmed. Are you here? The devil was disarmed. Even if he was not disarmed, you have the blood. He's greater than every arm. But he was disarmed. Give me another translation of that verse. Having spoiled principality. Do you know what it means to spoil? It means you have overcome and you took everything that belonged to that person. Jesus overcame him and took everything that belonged to him. He was spoiled. Another translation. He spoiled principalities and power. Oh yeah. On that cross, Christ freed himself from the power of spiritual rulers and authority. He made public spectacle of them, leading them as captives in his victory procession. Is anybody that watch epic films here?
If you watch Roman films, you understand this thing very well. When a Roman soldier goes to war, after he has won, what they do is that they will carry the king of that nation. They will put him in chains. They will put everybody in chains around him. Then they will bring him from their town, march him to his own town to show him, see what I've done. I have disarmed him. I have chained him. He's no longer his enemy. I have taken over the land. That was what Jesus did. And he did not do it in secret. He did it openly. He marched them across. The devil has been marched in front of you as a defeated foe that has been disarmed. Why are you afraid when you have the blood of Jesus? Ignorance is our problem. And because we have refused to enforce. I didn't say he didn't have power. But he has no weapon. He has been disarmed. His power is different now. Deceit, lie, fear, discouragement, disappointment. Speak lies to your ear. Continue saying the same thing. Saying, are you sure? Now the thing will happen to Rebecca. We make Rebecca fall. The thing don't come to you also. Even I say you go fall, you go. You say, hey, I go fall. Hey, I go fall. I go fall. And then you fall. Why? You are agreed with the devil. Please let me tell somebody. The devil will be disarmed. Stop agreeing with him. Can I hear you say stop agreeing with him? He has been disarmed. Stop agreeing with him. Give me my ESV. Let me leave. That same translation in ESV. He disarmed the rulers and authority and did what? Put them to open shame. By doing what? By triumphing over them. In him. The victory of Jesus is not in secret. It was open. And what we have come today is to remind you that the victory of Jesus is open. See, if you don't understand the victory, better you go and become a Muslim. Because you are not different. It's better you go and serve a Anifa or whatever they call it anyway. If you don't understand the victory of in this world, if Jesus did not resurrect, we are of all men most miserable. Without Easter, there is no Christianity. If you don't understand it, you are not a Christian. You are just a follow person. Don't be a follow person in church. Christianity is not philosophy. It is the wisdom of God and the power of God. It is not your father's faith. It must be your faith. You must have an understanding of it, especially at Easter. So I'm here to tell you the good news. The devil has been disarmed. You know when they came to the temple and Hezekiah gave them, one of the king gave them everything, the golden thing. What did they do? They replaced it with wooden things, with bronze things, and all those things. The devil has replaced his weapon, but it is no longer original. It looks like the original to make you afraid. He has replaced it. He has no original weapon. I tell you, he has been disarmed. And Jesus is the king. He has risen from the dead. He is every Shabbat tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Lift your hands. Let's worship. He is God. He is Lord. He is Lord.
He is Lord.
Amen. He has
risen from the dead.
He is
hallelujah.
Every knee
shall
bow.
Every tongue confess
that Jesus
Christ.
Can you stand up on your feet? Lift your hands up. Let's take it together.
He is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is Lord. Amen.
He has risen
from the dead.
He is Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every tongue confess
that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Listen to me. Whether every knee like it, whether every tongue like it, whether you like sing now or not sing now, you will see confess Jesus as Lord later. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess when you see him in his glory, when you see him in his power, when you see him in his dominion. There is no option. No option. You can form big boy in church, but you will see power one day.
We thank you. We bless you. We bless you. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is the Lord.
Lift your hands, we proclaim his lordship. You are the Lord. You reign, you rule. You are Lord, you reign, you rule. You are the Lord, you reign, you rule. You have disarmed. You have spread principality. You have spread powers. You have disgraced them. You made a noble shame of the devil, of the powers of darkness. You reign, you rule, you are in charge. You are in control, you are the Lord. You reign, you rule, you are in charge. You are in control, not the devil, not principalities, not powers, not sickness, not illness, not demon. He's in charge. You are disarmed. You are victorious. You are victorious. You are victorious. You are victorious. You are the victorious king. We thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Matthew 27, let's read verse 51 to 53. It should be, I will not say much about it, we'll just pray with it. We are going to read together from 51 to 50. Let's go. One to go. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two. If you came to church on time, you discover that our brother took a lot of prayers from this. Okay? From what? From top to bottom. But this one will be APC. I hope you know. No be APC top to bottom. But this one are cutting. Where? You did not get my joke. Okay. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints who are falling asleep. Where was? It doesn't matter where the enemy has kept you. When his blood touched the ground, the earth shook. The blood brought a shaking. Everywhere shook, and there was deliverance. Are you here? I come by the blood of Jesus, and we decree, we bring the blood of Jesus into that your situation. Let there be a shaking. Let there be a deliverance for you. Let there be a healing for you. Let there be a release for you. In the name of Jesus.
And the dead rose up. And they started walking the street of Jerusalem. I don't have time. I will have gone through this and divided it for you. Show you difference between paradise and heaven. Hades and hell. Hell and all those things. Abraham bustled. Where did he go to? If you read 1 Peter 3, 1 Peter 4, it's called Jesus went to preach the gospel to people somewhere in the grave. We'll have explained everything. But the good thing for you to know is that when the blood touched the crown and Jesus screamed, it is finished. The blood touched the crown. The earth shook and was deliverance for everybody. If the earth shook and people that were dead 1,000 years ago stood up and started walking, what do you think anybody can keep? What belongs to the youth anybody can keep that the blood cannot bring out? Therefore, we demand and we command that the blood will bring about your healing. The blood will bring about your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. Pray for yourself. Say by the blood. Say, let there be a release. Feed in the gap. Let there be a release of this, of that, of this, of that. Release, release by the blood. By the blood. I come by the blood. I come by the blood. With this knowledge. I come by this knowledge. Of the word of God, and I come by the blood. 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 And I ask for a release. Let the earth shake. Let the tomb be open. Let the prison be open. Let everything be open. Let there be a release for me. Let the earth shake. Let the tomb be open. Let the earth shake. Let the tomb be open. Wherever anything belonging to me, let the altars be shaken. Let the altars be shaken. Let the tears be shaken. Let the prison of darkness be shaken. Let the cobble be shaken. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. Let the idols of my father's house, let that be shaken. Let that be shaken. They shake it. In my hometown, they shake it. They shake it. They shake it. They shake it. In my dream life, every dream bringing atrocity in my life, let that be shaken. Let there be a shaken. Let there be a shaken. Let there be a shake in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. What was the last word that Jesus said on the cross? I can't hear you. What was the last word he said on the cross? You are going to shout that. And every outstanding in your life, the Lord is going to resolve it. Breathe in, breathe out. Be your own prophet of your destiny. Can we say, how am I going to say? I will just say, one, two, go. And you will shout it. What will you shout? Eat. Are you ready? Are you sure? By the blood, by the word, by the Holy Spirit, we decree, one, two, go. It's Easter. Jesus has arrested. Oh boy, smile. Oh, tell somebody, smile. Not the only you, the first challenge, smile. Religion don't make some. When they come to church, they will sit down and be looking as if they are in the toilet. Jesus is risen. Hello. And listen, you did not die for me. You did not die for me. You did not die for him. You can't control him. It's only Jesus that has the authority to control anybody. Are we here? We are all different. So next week we'll come and sing classical for classical people. Can you? I'm just having a nice time. It's Easter and we need to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Can we make a joyful noise in the Lord? We thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. Let's always live what we preach. Jesus gave us victory. Don't look like a loser. Don't behave like a loser. Don't talk like a loser. Don't react like a loser. Don't be angry when people are rejoicing. Jesus has given us a victory. Hello? Let me see you and ask you, why are you this joyous? And you will not be able to minister Christ to me. Then when you are frowning, nobody wants to move near somebody that is always... It's Easter. If it's only one time in the year you will smile, let it be Easter Sunday. There is victory for you already. Can we share the goodness together? Lift up your hand, let's pray. And surely,
God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom to you and grace to you. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.